Good evening, everyone. I declare the ordinary meeting of council, 19th of August 2025, open. And on behalf of the council, I would like to acknowledge the Whadjuk Noongar people as the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet. And I pay my respects to elders past, present and emerging. Announcement to elected members, staff and the gallery. Firstly, that this meeting will be audio recorded. Secondly, that no council decision from tonight's meeting will be communicated or implemented until 12 noon on the first clear working day after this meeting, unless council, by resolution carried at this meeting, requested the CEO to take immediate action to implement the decision. That brings us to record of attendance, 4-1. Thank you, those of you who are here. We have apologies from Councillor Andrew MacPhail. He's still in hospital, and we believe he's going as well as could be expected, and we wish him well. We also have apologies from the Executive Manager, Corporate Services, and
Recovering from
a knee injury. All right. There is no approved leave of absence. Disclosures of interest. Are there any financial? Proximity. I will declare 13-4 the community event at the Eastern Mount Community Park, and the reason being that I reside opposite that reserve. Are there any impartiality? Are there any public questions? There are nil. Are there any deputations? There is nil. Brings us to applications for leave of absence. Are there any? There is nil. That brings to 9-1, confirmation of the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on Tuesday, 15th of July 2025, be confirmed as a true and correct record of proceedings. May I have a mover? Move Councillor Donovan, second Councillor Maywood. Is there any discussion? There being none, I'll put that. All those in favour? It is carried unanimously. Brings us to announcements by the presiding member. And firstly, I would like to convey to the family of Mrs. Lillian Martin our deepest sympathy on her passing, and in particular to Sian Martin and her husband, Greg Foster. Mrs. Lillian Martin was a very interesting, thoughtful, engaging and compassionate person, and a great community member. Next, on the 25th of July, I attended the opening of the East Mount Lawn Tennis Club and the new LED lights on the western hard courts have been installed. This is truly a great asset to our town. The East Mount Lawn Tennis Club is a great club. It's financially sound. It's always looking at ways to improve. Those members who belong to that club are really a fantastic bunch of people. They just get in and do things. I would also specifically like to thank Mr. Steve Burdett. He's a life member of the East Mount Lawn Tennis Club, and he had a lot to do, an engineer by profession, a lot to do with the infrastructure and upgrade of those lights. On the 28th of July, the town refocused our commitment to reconciliation with our RAP committee workshop, and I thank staff and elected members for attending. 29th of July, we hosted the George Street Place Community Workshop. Many locals attended, with staff and councillors. The feedback was very positive, and I thank Ms. Stacey Town for her organisational skill in making it such a success, in particular, so engaging for the local community. Also thank the large number of staff and elected members that attended. On the 6th of August, the Executive Manager of Rhetoric Services, Mr Henderson, and the CEO and myself met with representatives from the WA Department of and Foundation Housing. It was an informative meeting and we have requested to be kept informed regarding the timeline, design, etc. The intention is to have a workshop down here in the evening, probably upstairs. I take this opportunity to thank Mr. Henderson, who organised the meeting, and I thought it was a pretty good meeting. Also, we had a couple of meetings with the CARG representatives. They've met with the officers a number of times and elected members to, to prioritise, if you like, a number of items or things to undertake. 12th of August, for the first time, the town invited recipients of our local, of our community awards. Very successful, enjoyable evening, and I thank Ms. Natasha Turfrey for the hard work that went into the evening. Again, a big thank you to the staff and elected members who attended. Unresolved business from previous meetings, nil. Reports and recommendations, nil. And reports start on the first page. The first one is 13.1, the Eastern Mount Lawn Tennis Club proposed spectator viewing tunnel and fenced pedestrian safety walkway. Someone willing to move the recommendation, move Councillor Collinson. Do I have a seconder? Councillor White. Councillor Collinson.
Well, as our Mayor has already mentioned, the East Fremantle Tennis Club is a great club and serves the community well. So I think this is a fairly straightforward application. It will certainly improve the amenity of the tennis club for the users there, and its impact on the community views and everything else is very minimal. So I don't really have any difficulty in supporting this.
Thank you, Councillor Collinson. Councillor White.
Look, thank you, Mayor. Look, I pretty much concur with what Councillor Collinson said. It's a straightforward application. I think it adds to the amenity and should be supported.
Anyone wishing to speak against? Right, we do have one member from the public about this. I did go down to the East Mount Lawn Tennis Club when those plans came in. It's a fairly low-key set. There is one down the western end, and where this one is situated, it will have a minimal impact upon anyone's view. It's, yeah, I thought a viewing corridor sounded quite ominous, but it's, yeah, it's really just providing a shaded area for people to view, to watch the tennis. Okay, Councillor Collinson. There being no further discussion, I'll put that. All those in favour? It is carried unanimously. So that was carried. You're welcome to stay for however long you would wish to stay, or
no, yeah. I'm staying until I fall asleep.
Okay. All right, well, you're more than welcome. Thank you. That brings us to 13244 King Street, change of use, short-term rental accommodation. Someone willing to move that recommendation? Move Councillor Collinson. Second, Councillor Donovan. Councillor Collinson.
Once again, this is fairly straightforward, short-term rental accommodation. We've got plenty of short-term rental accommodation throughout the town at the moment, and I can't imagine that one more would make a huge difference to our community, and there's really no reason to refuse it.
Thank you, Councillor Collinson. Councillor Donovan.
I agree with Councillor Collinson. In the report, it mentions the restrictions that there's only there to be four people staying there. They talk about the parking, and it covers a range of things, and also it's a 12 months. I think they have to reapply when that comes, when the 12 months is up for rental, for an application again. That's my understanding. So I second it.
Thank you. Anyone wishing to speak against? There's no further discussion. Oh, Councillor Collinson. nothing further, I will put that recommendation. All those in favour? Is carried unanimously. With everyone's intention, I'll go back to 13.1. Sorry, just to explain that that will go to the DBCA for approval. Council is merely being asked its opinion. So I didn't want anyone further. Council's actually approved it. It goes to the Department of Biodiversity, Conservation and Attractions for approval. That takes us to 13.3. Okay, so
correction to make me realise that letter thing was wrong.
Okay. Yep. I'll ask the CEO to comment on the lettering of the applicants.
Yeah, councillors, my apologies. It only just picked up this afternoon that where we've got the recommendations in point three, you'll see applications, I think it says W, X, Y, and Z. I'm not sure why it did that, because of course the recommendation was B, D, E, and F in the confidential attachment. So that was referred in the confidential attachment. However, it didn't come through into the recommendation for some reason.
Okay, so noting that correction. Do I have a mover? Move, Councillor Harrington. Do I second it? Councillor Donovan. Councillor Harrington.
Thank you. I'm very happy to move this motion. We had a great number of people who applied for this these positions. And it was well advertised, so there was a lot of, we did have quite a lot of people who wanted the opportunity to be on this panel. And we've been very lucky in the past to have consistent people on the panel. And so I would like to move this motion as it stands, B, D, E, and F.
Well done. And Councillor Donovan?
Yes, I'd like to second the motion. There was one expression of interest for the RAP committee, and I think it'll be a great, looking at the application, it'll be a great addition to the RAP. They'll really add value to it. And with the art, I've looked through the applications and it was interesting that there were so many, which is very good. And I second the, and also the terms of references. Reference has been altered to reflect the changes.
Thank you, Councillor Donovan. Anyone wishing to speak against? Anyone wishing to speak for? No. Councillor Constant. Okay. May we hear amendment?
Look, as discussed at the forum, I wanted to increase the members of the art panel to up to 10, and also to add to the candidates, B, D, F and G, I think it was, to add candidate A to that particular list.
So, just so I've got that, Councillor Collinson, you were to the public art panel.
Yes, so...
you're adding...
That the panel
B,
be...
To B, D, E and F,
yes,
applicant A.
And also that the membership of the panel would be increased to 10. That would allow an extra person to come onto the committee.
So I'll repeat that. You wish to move an amendment that, one, amends the terms of reference to increase the number of members of the public art panel to 10, and a second part, adding applicant A. Okay, do I have a seconder for that? Okay, it lapses for want of a seconder. Okay, that then takes us to the original recommendation. Move Councillor Harrington, second Councillor Donovan. Councillor Harrington.
Nothing further to add, thank you.
There being no further discussion, I'll put that recommendation as printed. All those in favour? It's carried unanimously. This takes us to 13.4. I've declared a proximity interest, so I will vacate the chair. Thank you.
Okay, good evening, everyone. The Mayor has left the room. I note item 13.4 has been discussed at the forum. Can I have a mover, please? Okay. Councillor White, seconder. Councillor Wilson, thank you. Councillor White.
Thank you. Look, I think this is something that we really need to support with the... With the suspension of the George Street Festival in this current financial year, I think we do need a community event that will engage the community, and utilising it at the East Fremantle Community Park is, of in my view, of high importance. And I think this goes generally to supporting the community park and seeing the high level of use of the community of the park. This would further support and enhance the utilisation of the park for the whole community. So I'm very happy to support this. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor White. Councillor Wilson.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, the community park obviously needs to be economically sustaining for itself, and events like this will go a long way to achieve that. Was there on Saturday with the East Fremantle game, and to see it in all its glory was amazing. So I only hope that other events, whether they be music, cultural, sporting, other sporting events, continue to grow the community park, and I'm fully supportive of this and hope to see many more like it in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Wilson. Anyone who's against the motion? Okay, anyone who would speak for the motion? Councillor Hamilton.
I think this is a great idea. This will be held next year rather than now. I think it puts us all under pressure to do that at the time. But it's also a lot of other activities are happening at that time of the year. But I also think when that comes, the event description with their food trucks and kids' activities, if they really do get an excellent band coming up first to get people along there at that time of the day, as well as if they can get demonstrations for people like this, for the skate park and those type of known people that the kids want to follow. I think those sort of additions to something like this will make it different and stand aside. And like you, Mark, I saw that ground on the weekend and it looked fabulous. It really did. So I'm very happy with this motion.
Thank you, Councillor Harrington. Anyone else like to speak to the motion? No, look, I just have one clarification, just to ensure that this is not a replacement for the George Street Festival. It is an addition to, and the other event, the George Street review is still ongoing. Is that right, CEO?
Through the Chair, you're correct. It's definitely not a replacement for the festival. We're still obviously reviewing that. We're getting feedback on our events in general. This was something at the time Council made the difficult decision to pause the festival, that it did want to see another event happen in this financial year whilst we're going through that review process.
Okay, thank you. Okay, there's no further discussions. Councillor White would like to close the debate. Thank you.
I've got nothing further to add.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. If that's the case, I note people's attention to page 76 of the report, item 13.4, that the motion's put forward to endorse the East Fremantle Bites and Beats events. Everyone for the motion, please raise your hand. Thank you. And that's been approved unanimously. Thank you.
This brings us to 13.5, the caretaker period. Recommendation, Council adopts the amended policy. Do I have a mover for that? Moved, Councillor Natale. Do I have a seconder? Councillor White, Councillor Natale.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. Look, the change in the mandating of the caretaker period by the state government has meant that we need to align, the state government needs to align with the other government bodies, state and federal. Policy is required to manage the requirements of the council, ensuring that work can be done. So it's an essential requirement to actually be in better control during a period of which key decisions can't be made, and hence for the general, general protection of the public and decisions not being made that may be in contrary or rushed at during a political cycle. So I endorse the report. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Tully. Councillor White.
Look, thank you, Mayor. I think the report speaks for itself and reflects what Councillor Natale has just articulated. Thank you.
Anyone wanting to speak against the recommendation? No further discussion. Councillor Natale.
Nothing further.
No further discussion. I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? It is carried unanimously. Brings us to 13.6. Someone willing to move that recommendation? Move Councillor Collinson. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Donovan. Councillor Collinson.
Yes, look, this is basically a requirement. We do really need to initiate this scheme amendment. It's really a state government requirement. So I don't think there's any shocks there. And given there haven't been any public submissions, I think generally the public are not really particularly concerned about it and really nor should they be. So I think, yeah, we should go ahead.
Thank you. Councillor Collinson, Councillor Donovan.
As just stated, it is a requirement and it's fairly well, it's clear, and I think it gives us guidelines and there was no comments or nothing from the public regarding it. It was advertised as the requirement.
Can I speak against the recommendation? Anyone wishing to speak for it? Councillor Collinson. No further discussion, I'll put that. All those in favour? It's carried unanimously. That brings us to 13.7, the monthly financial reports. So officer's recommendation there. Council received monthly financial report for the year ending June 2025, etc. So I'm willing to move that. Move Councillor Wilson, second to Councillor Natale. Councillor Wilson.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. Excuse me. Listen, given the Executive Manager's not here to field any questions or comments, I'll refrain from any. And the report speaks for itself. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor Wilson. Councillor Natale.
Look, further to that point, I also note the deficit is actually improved from what we was expecting. So that's a positive result in a negative sense. Okay, while budgets need to be balanced, we are working towards getting that reduced. So I fully endorse that improvement as well as the reports. Thank you. Cheers.
Thank you, Councillor Natale. Council wishing to speak against the recommendation? There is nil. Councillor Wilson.
No, nothing further.
Being no further discussion, I'll put that recommendation to 13.7. All those in favour? It's carried unanimously. That brings 13.8, monthly financial report for July 2025. Council willing to move that report, that recommendation. Move Councillor White, second Councillor Natale. Councillor White.
Look, thank you, Mayor. I think the report speaks for itself, and noting that the Executive Manager isn't here to answer questions anyway, but no, I think it's fairly straightforward. Thank you.
Councillor Natale.
Nothing further.
Anyone wishing to speak against? Councillor White.
Nothing further, Mayor.
No further discussion. I'll put that. All those in favour? It is carried unanimously. That brings us to 13.9, accounts for payment. That recommendation there. List of payments for the month ending 31st July 2025. Council willing to move that recommendation? Second to move Councillor Wilson. Second to Councillor White. Councillor Wilson.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. No, report speaks for itself and no questions. Thank you.
Councillor White.
Nothing further, Mayor.
Anyone speak against? Councillor Wilson.
No, nothing further.
Be no further discussion. Put that. All those in favour? It is carried unanimously. That brings us to 14. Motions previous notice have been given. There is nil. 15, notice motion for consideration. Next meeting. Sorry, the late one. I haven't got that on my download. Yeah, sorry about that. On my download. This brings us to 13.10, the fine art piece, temporary loan, and that's to Janice Holmes of Court, and I think it's for 3 months, CEO?
A couple of months.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll read the recommendation. Council approves the loan of the last game of the Eastern Mountain Football Club prior to the development, it's 2021, by Marcus Bilby to Janet Holmes of Court Gallery from late October 25 until mid-December. So, yeah, month and a half, 2 months, yes. subject to all costs being incurred by the loanee, including insurance coverage. Okay. Someone willing to move that recommendation? Move Councillor Harrington, second Councillor Collinson. Councillor Harrington.
I think this is a wonderful opportunity for the town to have such a piece of art being shown publicly, particularly at that particular gallery that you've just mentioned. And it will be looked after by the curator and the gallery itself. And I think it's a great thing for us to have that there. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Harrington. Councillor Collinson.
Yes, look, I think art is something that needs to be seen and needs to be viewed, and I do think our CEO might miss it for that little period of time. the more public that see it, it is the better, and as everyone knows, I'm a strong believer in heritage, and the Waffle Football at East Fremantle was a very much part of East Fremantle's heritage. And I think the more people that see some of our heritage, the better it can be. And it does spread the word around, and it might even encourage a couple more people to come to the cafe and help our budget bottom line fractionally. So, yeah.
Thank you, Councillor Collinson. Anyone wish to speak against? Councillor Harrington. Nothing further to add by Councillor Harrington. I will put that recommendation. All those in favour? It's carried unanimously, so. Before I go, I'll apologise to Fraser. Well, it's probably an improvement on Brendan Fraser. My apologies. Yeah. I won't tell you how that came about. I might afterwards. Okay. Motions which previous notice have been given, there is nil. Notice of motion for consideration next meeting. Is there any? No. Questions by members which due notice have been given, there is nil. Is there any new business of an urgent nature? There is nil. There are no matters behind closed doors. Therefore, I declare the meeting closed at 7:04. And thank you, everyone. Thank you for members of the gallery for attending.